Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time to puck around and find out, which is exactly what happened with Las Vegas on Saturday. Let's go to cut number 10. I would have hoped this game didn't get to overtime, but okay, it did. And there we were. And then this happened.
Johnston to the outside. He's in a shot. He scores! Wyatt Johnston is the hero. He wins it in overtime.
I lied.
Yeah.
I watched the whole game.
Okay. Hold on. Hold that thought for 1 second, because I really want to know what you think now. There is this group of three or four Stars fans that they zoomed in on because they were all going crazy, because clearly the vast majority of people were really disappointed. I just love seeing how happy they were.
And Elvis was walking out of the building right after
Elvis
it.
Elvis was very sad because that goal was right in front of him. You watch the game. Clearly the Stars are still losing 2-1. The game tonight is still in Vegas. It did feel like a game in which the Stars outplayed the Knights, although the Knights goalie was clearly unbelievable.
I would say the Stars only outplayed in regular time the 60 minutes. They only outplayed Vegas 56 of the 60 minutes.
Logan Thompson was amazing.
And it was tied at 2. And that was the scary thing. When it went to overtime, I just thought to myself, I'm going to say we, just being here in Dallas.
Yeah, I got you.
It's like, we can't even beat them when you outplay them for literally almost the whole game. There was a 4-minute stretch of 4-on-4 hockey.
I could see that.
Where you're like, okay, they outplayed us there. But you're like, for 56 of the 60 minutes, you played better than them, and you're tied? Like, how, to me as a fan, and I'm a small-time Stars fan, I'm not, like,
you're
invested for 30 years. But I'm just like, man, I said I wasn't going to watch, but I'm invested in this team. I've watched enough regular season hockey to be like, all right, I got nothing going on right now. It's 1 a.m. in the morning or whatever.
That game ended at 1:18, I think.
And I had a major headache, so I couldn't fall asleep. And so watching the game, I'm just like, now overtime I thought was pretty even. I do think the Stars played a little bit better.
No, I agree.
But it was pretty even. But I just thought to myself, Corey, when it went to overtime, I'm like, we can't beat them. We've outplayed them literally for 90% of this game, and we're tied.
I gave up earlier than you did when
that
they
black
tied
glove,
it,
man.
When they tied it up, Kevin, at 2-2, I went, oh, I was. But same feeling, same thought that Mike was having of, dude, we're playing a good game, but these two moments were bad, and like that. That's what. That's all it really is. Is
was that shorthanded goal?
I think so. Yeah. I was like, that's not good. So that when they tied it up, I told you on Friday, my batteries were completely depleted. By the time Friday happened, I watched the Mavs game and I told Carter and Avery, I said, I'm going to bed now, guys. And then the next night, I was like, I only got a little bit in me. And as soon as that happened, I said, I don't have enough to fight through this. So the next morning, I find out, I'm like, well, that's good for them. But the superior team keeps popping up in this series.
How draining is this? Like, tonight is Stars again, right?
Yes. And by the way, that game, again,
at 1 a.m.
History tells
It starts at 8:30.
History tells us it'll start at 8:45 to 8:15. I want to come back to something that you said in just a second, though. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, with the Mavs and Stars,
almost on a daily or nightly basis.
Something's on.
I'm drained, man. Yeah. Like, I am fatigued. I'm not even doing anything except cheering and watching.
Tomorrow's an off day yes. for both of them, right?
Yeah. And so I'm like, okay. Because tonight, once again, like, got to get ready. And I know Wednesday is
and
like.
You got Rangers mixed in with that, too.
Rangers.
So you're trying to, and the draft over the weekend. There's
yeah, the
a lot
draft,
going
that was
on.
Huge. And hey, high school playoff baseball starting.
Yeah.
Well, and not to mention, too, there were some really good outings in some of these other playoff games and some of the other NBA and NHL series.
Yeah, Connor McDavid's been on a rampage. Not the
Anthony
Suns.
Edwards has been a blast to watch.
Man, he was just like, I don't care what you think, what you don't think. I'm a damn superstar.
Yeah.
Check me out.
I'm going to dunk on all of you.
You said something that I get where you're coming from, Corey. I disagree, though, and I could be proven very foolish.
Well, it's okay to be wrong.
That's you might be right.
On certain things.
That is a good point. I don't think I have watched all three of these games. I don't think I look at it and say Vegas is the better team.
Well,
I
they're get, the champions I, and they're up 2-1.
That hey, look, and they beat you wow. three times in the regular season.
They're playing like the better team.
I don't know if I think that.
Hey,
the numbers say that.
What's
I'm
his favorite show? The Homer Simpson show.
The Simpsons.
It used to be the Bart Simpson
What does that
show.
Have to do with
Why
anything?
Is it the Homer Simpson?
Oh, okay. No, he's not being a Stars Homer here. No, because you even said it too, and he's right. Like, for bigger portions of the game, each game, it has looked like Stars are the better team
yes.
for huge portions of it.
No, I'm
But other than
you.
The score.
It doesn't translate.
That's what Vegas always does to us.
It doesn't
they
translate.
They always win the one analytic that we don't want.
The scoring
score.
Part.
Here's an analytic I'm going to throw out there that I think could be a big key going forward. The rebound attempts. All right. So you looked at, I know usually we talk about this in the context of the NBA. I understand. But Dallas had a whole bunch of high danger scoring chances. Now, that can be a subjective thing as well. But they had 22 of their 33 shots were high danger scoring chances going into, I believe, the third period. And part of the reason is they were rebounding the puck great. They out-rebound, had shot attempts after a rebound 8-1 on Vegas. And one of the things that Miro said, y'all have brought this up all series. He goes, it's hard work against them. You have to earn it. They have big players. You have to work hard to get inside of the defense right there. And then you guys have talked about the shot blocking, the size they have. So one thing that the Stars have keyed in on is, hey, if we get up there, you need to get that puck if it comes off the goal.
Well, I mean, Wyatt Johnston's first goal, what, 11 minutes in, was off a rebound. Like, that absolutely was. And what they do so well, Vegas, that is they'll just plant three big old defensemen right there
yeah.
around the net, and they cause a problem for you. They cause serious problems for you. So you have to be willing to fight through and hope that you get something there, because it's not a typical brand of the way that they play. It's not typical. So when you're used to playing this way all regular season, and now you come against this, and you're like, okay, I got to find a way around it. I got to find the right combination that's going to get me those good shots.
Sorry, I forget the guys who call it on Bally's. Is it Razor?
Razor's one of them.
Is he the analyst? I believe he was saying at some point late in the first or maybe even early in the second, the only person who showed up for Vegas to play is the goalie. Like, literally everybody on the ice is – I don't know if a step slow is a way to say it in ice, but or in hockey, but
you say ice.
Do you think this is now my question.
And that Logan Thompson in particular, because I think this game, Corey, when Corey said he was deflated when it was 2-2, it looked like it could have been 4-0, 5-0
right.
at some point.
And he said it
game.
Should, the Stars should have scored half a dozen goals already. It just Logan has a, yeah. Well, I like calling him Wolverine.
Okay. That's fair.
Do you think the Stars will have that type of desperation and physical, aggressive, fast play in the first period tonight? And then vice versa, do you think Vegas still feels comfortable being up 2-1 instead of 2-0 that they might Dallas Maverick this thing and just be like, hey, let's just walk around and fart all over the ice tonight and see if we can, like, get away with not trying?
Well, okay. So
probably
this,
no to that last part.
You know, I think coaches – provide strategies, right? And every once in a while they come in and they go, I know the pulse of my team and I need to give the speech today. Today's the day I need to give the speech, or today's the day I need to talk to so-and-so and have him get ready for this. You know, coach, that's a coach's job. The players are really the ones that are supposed to know where they need to go out and be ready for this. But here's a line, Kevin, after game three from the Vegas coach. Cassidy said, "We didn't want to hammer them with video because none of it's positive. When it gets going on the negatives this time of year, it's not great."
Kyler Murray style.
So he's, well, in RG3 style, they're like, let's focus on your positives here.
Do you think Wolverine, to your point, wanted to see the video so he can be like, hey, look how many goals I see?
Well, I think the big problem there is that's not his real name. We established this. His name is James Howlett.
That, man, that is maybe the best
point. His name?
Wolverine's name is James Howlett.
Logan Thompson is still Logan Thompson. But I will tell you another positive. I don't think that Vegas will give you lackadaisical effort, but the line shifts that the Stars had, they paid off exceptionally well because you had Robertson, Wyatt, and Roppe together. And
fast.
Yes, exactly. And clearly you saw Wyatt bookend the goals, but then the third line with Sagan, Pavelski, and Dadonov, they were moving that puck around and got you the goal in the middle. And so
I thought Sagan should have had that one on that breakaway. You think so? Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, but
when Jamie Benn set him up for an easy goal and he screwed that one up and then it led to the 2-2 score? Way to go, Sagan. Go back to Boston.
I'm happy he's here.
Okay. Since he was in Boston.
He was very young whenever he was there. Was he 22?
This is not right by me. I'm telling you my sense here. I might have said after he missed that one and then Vegas went down and scored, I might have said, you MF-er.
When they showed
the replay and I was like, Jamie Benn couldn't have given you a better pass for an easier look and you farted it up and then we're tied up and this team, it should be 3-1 right now, Tyler Sagan.
It should.
Didn't do well there.
I know DeBoer,
it happens.
In the immediate aftermath of game three, wasn't prepared to go ahead and commit to the lines for game four and going forward. It feels hard to imagine they would break away from lines that were so successful in game three.
This is a must win for me tonight.
I still
feel like Vegas is going to win this series, but if the Stars are able to take both in Vegas, it sets it back up like the Clippers.
Real
the Clippers
series,
are in advantage of the series now. Yep. They have 2 out of 3 at home. Yep. They are the higher seed. Yep. So if somehow the Stars can pull off another upset, which they are not favored tonight. They're not a big underdog. They're a small underdog. But check that out, because I think they're just a hair. It's like minus 105.
That is really close.
Like to then. Minus 115. Are the Stars a favorite?
On ESPN, I show that they are now a minus 125.
And what is Vegas?
105.
Okay. Plus 105. But it's still really, really
good. So the Stars are the favorite, so I guess they wouldn't be pulling off the upset. But if they were to win this game in Vegas, then I give them the advantage to win the series. Just like right now, I give the Clippers the advantage to win the series.
But then somebody needs to win at home.
You're right. And then, Corey, to your other point, when you say it looks like Vegas is the better team, I cannot fathom the Stars breaking off 3 straight wins against Vegas if they lost this game, especially given how their recent history has been against Vegas.
There's a part of me that is just so used to seeing the Stars score at will when they, you know, like they, and I haven't seen that yet. You know, I haven't seen that version of them where they're like, hey, we're going to go out there and put 4 on you tonight, and you can't really do anything about it.
Didn't they get Minnesota's goalie pulled twice last year?
I think so, yeah.
I think under normal circumstances, you would have seen that on Saturday.
That black glove.
Logan Thompson played unfreaking believable.
Yeah, he's been good. He's definitely been good there. I'm waiting for that moment from the Stars. Maybe the Vegas is their kryptonite, and they just have to edge out these tough ones, but like I'm waiting to see that. Oh, there's the Stars.
It's like when Lex Luthor, when he threw Superman into the pool with kryptonite.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happened?
I think the lady saved him.
Lois Lane.
No, was it Lois or was it Lex's helper?
Oh.
Like she felt bad for him, pulled him out of the
first
pool.
Superman?
Harley Quinn.
I don't know. This is where Lex Luthor decided to break away California and throw it into the ocean so he had new oceanfront property.
Yes.
Jean Grey.
No to all of that.
Storm.
Stop it, by the way.
That's Wolverine.
Oh, my God. That's the X-Men, dude. Come on.
That's right. I said
the
it, right?
X-Men is not just Wolverine,
he's the main guy. He's like Superman of the Wolverines.
Poppy Montgomery. Aunt May.
I'm not doing
it was
this.
Aunt May.
I'm not doing this. By the way,
that's
Wyatt.
Spider-Man.
Wyatt Johnston. Hey, yes.
It's going to be May. I get it now. Like Aunt May.
Wyatt became the youngest player in Stars or North Stars history to score an overtime goal in the playoffs, beating out the record by Steve Ott. You might not care about any of that
hey,
right
when's
now.
When's Wyatt Johnston hitting puberty? He can't even grow facial hair in this playoffs. Wyatt
Do you
Johnston.
Care as long as he keeps scoring goals?
No, not at all. It's mm-hmm. great. Like, think about how much more he's going to grow.
Yeah.
He hasn't even hit his growth spurt
He'll
yet.
Finally be able to have a playoff
Just like
beard.
My voice just a second ago.
Miss Tess Matcher.
It's Mocker.
Mocker.
We're the KNC Masterpiece.
She's the one that goes into the sun.
Right here. What? What? On 105.
The redheaded one?
I got to figure this
no!
out.
No! She is not a superhero. I guess Phoenix. She wasn't at first. Never mind.
She did
no,
get him out never, of the pool,
I know
though.
Eventually. I'm not doing this.
Here's a picture.
Wanker of the weekend, 877-881-1053. Who is the best at being the worst this weekend, and why was it still Mike? Next on The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're down to a minute to go. Brunson on the left side brings it to the foul line, flips it up, and in! And the Knicks have a 6-point lead in the final minute. Timeout, Philadelphia.
KNC Masterpiece. Right here on 105.3 The Fan, and it's time for Wanker of the Weekend, 877-881-1053. Now, I want to start with this.
You said Mike. You said it might be Mike.
Yeah, and based off of what you said like half a second before we went on air, I stick with that. Now, Corey, this is specifically for you, but Mike, Alec, please don't do this either. I'm going to spell the jersey for you. It's really important that you don't, like, say.
Write it out.
You can write it out. It's just really important that you don't sound it out on air. Is this person the wanker of the weekend, or are they a genius? Their jersey on the back said S-U-C-K.
Suck.
M-E-O-V. And the jersey number was 69.
Is this like
sounds like something you'd
he
see on
hate
Shorzy.
Me situation? Like, is this in that FFL, XFL thingy?
UFL? Did you say the FFL?
football league.
The UFL.
Football league? Yeah.
I do not believe this is anyone's football, nickname. Football.
Well, that's Tony Romo, though, right? Isn't he the ones always walking around talking about football?
I just think it was a guy doing a bit.
Oh,
did you figure it out?
Well, yeah. I don't know. Why did they not have the ER on the end?
Because.
I think that's how you. Wait. Is that what they want?
What?
No.
What?
OV? OV doesn't spell everything.
Meov.
Oh, why not?
So if you put FF. The first one on there.
Because maybe they're trying to pretend like it's a hockey player's last name where. Sometimes in hockey, players' last names are more complex. Or
but that's his real name, Kevin.
I doubt it.
All right,
that's fair. You know
Come
what?
Come on, Daddy.
I will absolutely give an apology on air. I do not believe that guy has that actual last name and got the jersey number 69 to go.
Yeah, Vladimir.
What Joe. Team was he on?
The Kings.
All right.
So, I don't believe.
Oh, Kevin.
And he played?
It's a character from Deuce Bigelow.
Mel there Gigolo. You go. I told you it wasn't a real person.
Look, it's the alien or the astronaut.
It's a cosmonaut.
It was the cosmonaut. It was his name on his shirt.
No, he didn't play, Mike. He was a fan, if that was your question.
Vladimir.
Brandon Hurtado's calling me right now. Maybe it's Hurtado's barbecue time.
Do you know what we do for a living?
I don't know. I honestly don't know if he knows at this point.
You want to answer the phone because he'll bring us food right now. Allow that. Hey, just turn your microphone off.
Hey, Brandon.
Okay. Thanks a lot for that, Mike. All right.
We're in the middle of a show right now.
But if he brings you food, do you care?
I'm 1,000% okay with it.
All right. Is Jerry Jones the wanker of the weekend? Not, it's
dude.
Not just because.
Did you not see that draft?
They signed Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh.
But it's because Jerry Jones said Ezekiel Elliott still has starting and running back one capability at this point in his career.
Look, Kevin, I've said this before.
Do you not want to leave the room, Mike? Or are you just going
right
to stand
outside.
In the...
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Kevin, there are 32 teams in the NFL.
Back.
Not all 32 teams have an RB1, all right? So if he's saying, yes, for about five other teams, he could be an RB1.
I'm glad I'm here for this
segment.
Then
he's right about that.
I'm ready.
And the Cowboys just happen to be
Zeke is
a team.
Back. 2016-17, Zeke is back. Back.
He averaged 3.5 yards a carry in his season with the Patriots. But what I heard Jerry say was, if you watched him as the season went along and down the stretch, he was playing really well.
Don't look this up, because Jerry doesn't like when we look at facts.
Okay, unfortunately, I already did.
Oh, no. Jerry,
starting
dang it, Jerry.
December,
can you believe a stupid media is going to look at things that you say?
Through the end of the season, Ezekiel Elliott averaged a robust 3 yards per carry.
Heck yeah, that's more than zero.
And
was it better than he did earlier in the season, though?
No, it was worse.
Oh, Jerry.
And had one rushing touchdown.
Heck yeah, and he probably had none to start the year.
I think he might have had one. He did have two receiving touchdowns after December.
Mike's right, though. He probably had zero to start the
year.
Yeah, that's... Settle down just a little
bit.
Yes,
okay.
You don't
Jerry,
start
I'll
the
tell
year
you
stats,
what, Jerry.
Kevin.
Man, Jerry says things... Does he honest to God not think any of us are actually going to look up things that he says?
Yes, because remember at the welcome to the
no
draft
more
presser,
out there.
He was like, you don't understand how the cap works. And most of the media members were probably sitting there and being like, no, I do. Do you?
Yeah, there aren't any more
he
fact
doesn't.
Checkers.
It's not his job. His job is to get Pepsi and Papa John.
Yeah.
And Nike. He does a good job of that.
Zeke was going to have a great year, but the season ended too early.
Man.
But he was getting worse.
I'll tell you what. I just want you know, his last play as a Cowboy was center. And we didn't draft one in the draft, technically. We drafted a guard who we think can be a center. So that's still available. So he could be a dual threat.
Do you
want to
see Beebe, Hoffman, and Zeke in a three-way competition?
Why not? Like, when we break the huddle and Zeke is snapping the ball and Hoffman, or Beebe is back there as the running back.
Brock Hoffman?
They're going to figure out. They're going to be like, I don't know what's about to happen here.
That's pretty awesome. Because
Zeke is snapping it. And Hoffman is now the running back, and we don't know what's happening.
Hoffman, Hoffman-amazing.
Yeah. Hoffman, Hoffa-center. Say, we got Zeke back. That's all I know. And my main question to you guys.
It's going to be something about
No, this is a serious question. It is about Jason Witten. Is he going to be better or worse than when Jason Witten came out of the Monday night booth and came back to the Cowboys for 1 year? That's a legitimate, serious question. Who do you think will be better, Cowboy fans? We already know what Jason Witten did out of Monday Night Football, and you can give the stats on what he did. Do you think he's going to be better or worse than Jason Witten coming out of retirement?
Okay, real quick, and before we answer this question, somebody brought this up, and it's fair, and I sent my response. Let's see, from the 214, guys, we aren't paying him much. Best locker room guy, knows the system. Not sure why all the Zeke hate. So the interesting thing about that is,
I don't hate Zeke.
Zeke is going to count a minimum of $8 million on the cap this year. Because don't forget, you still have $6 million in dead money that you also owe Zeke for this year.
It's two different contracts.
That's great. My issue is with none of that. My response was because he's going to be running back one.
2 years ago, Kevin, he had 12 touchdowns. All right. How many touchdowns did you have from your running back this year?
I don't know.
Me either.
Nine.
I didn't even feel like that.
Probably 12. You won 12 games, so you're awesome.
All right, so when Jason Witten came back out of the booth with his hair,
he shaved it by the time he started playing football again.
63 catches for 529 yards and 4 touchdowns. I think that will be better than the season.
Than what you get out of Zeke this year?
Ezekiel Elliott has.
So he averaged.
He'll be given a shot.
It's
a
very different. Who's taking carries from him?
It's very different, but 8.4 yards per catch. So if I gave you over under 3.5 yards per carry for the season for Zeke,
under.
If I made it 3, would you still go under?
No.
So somewhere between 3 and 3.5.
I think I'm probably at 3.3 or 3.4.
But the intangibles are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
The locker room stuff is something that Jerry absolutely is selling to everybody. The locker room stuff and how he's, he knows how to be a professional. But my question is, who's taking carries from him?
Nobody.
So I think he's running back one.
So I think he's going to get 17 to 22 carries a game.
Yeah. That's where the Cowboys are. This is where they painted themselves in this corner. This is the situation they put themselves in. There aren't a lot of, Kevin, on the heap right now of running backs. There's not a lot of them out there. And in the draft, it was their safety net the entire time. Oh, we don't have to get that guy. We can get this other spot because we know we can get Zeke for, $2 million here.
All right, can I give you another running back that I think he's going to be like this year? Is I think he's going to be Dallas Cowboys' Eddie George. So at 27 years old was the last year of Eddie George. Eddie George had a nice career. Obviously not a Hall of Famer, but a nice career. He had 13 games played. I do think Zeke stays healthy, unfortunately, somehow, at this point. And well, good for him, but
yeah,
not good for the Cowboys.
Just because you don't want him to play, not because you don't want him to get hurt.
132 attempts for 432 yards and 4 touchdowns. An average of 3.3 yards per game. He had 9 catches for 83 yards and no touchdowns. He'll probably get way more opportunity, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I do think the 3.3 yards a game.
200 carries?
Yeah.
Because he had 184
last year. He stays healthy.
I
mean, in a way, that's a good thing.
Ooh,
but
I'm going to take more than that then. I say 235.
231 and 237 the last 2 years with Dallas. So you're right there in the middle.
There you go.
What's 15 times 17?
Nobody knows. 250.
I do math really fast. 641.
That is not right.
I did it fast.
It would definitely end.
I did it fast.
He would run every play.
I said I do math fast. I didn't say it right.
Did you say 251?
255.
So, yeah. I think he's going to get about 250 carries this year. He's going to stay healthy, yeah. And we're going to hand him the ball off, and it's going to be awesome.
And the entire offense is going to be on the shoulders of Dak Prescott to go out there. And, hey, I got a guy who can block for me. I got to go out there and complete passes to my tight end, CeeDee Lamb. It's all going to fall on Dak Prescott's shoulders to be the guy. And then everybody that was arguing last year, well, Zeke, like, we're missing Zeke, obviously. Are they going to be arguing we're missing Tony Pollard this year? You're missing the explosive running back. You didn't have the beefy one last year to get you the short yardage. Now are you missing the explosive one?
I just can't wait till the sell job happens.
It's going to happen.
It's going to be amazing.
That part I definitely don't love.
Did you see him block on that play?
All right.
You know it's going to happen.
I know. I don't.
And we're going to have to live with it.
There are some things you say about the Cowboys I don't like. I cannot argue against that. Let's go to Philadelphia 76ers fans. Now, was it them?
Oh, this is my Wanker of the Weekend still.
Yeah, that's right. You thought it was.
This is the fun part.
Yes. So it might have been them. It might have been Knicks fans infiltrating their arena. But Jalen Brunson had 47 points, the most points ever by a Knick in a playoff game. This is Joel Embiid after the game talking about, I guess, home court advantage or lack thereof.
Disappointing. I love our fans. Think it's unfortunate. And I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. Obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Kind of pisses me off.
Kind of pisses him off.
That there are so many Knicks fans in the building?
Yes.
Well, it's like an hour and a half. It's a short train ride away.
Or that Philly fans weren't perhaps as enthusiastic as he had hoped.
Philly fans and New York fans are very tough because they will boo you 1 second and then cheer you the next.
Right.
I don't know. NBA players are getting tougher and tougher to like and love.
Just because you think they complain too
much? They're entitled.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's an interesting word for it.
Let me ask you this. Out of all four major sports, I'm asking this as a question. Do you feel like NBA players have become the most entitled?
I do.
They seem to say things that just almost like intentionally tick off the fans that want to root for them.
It's tough for NFL players because some of the things that they want, I'm like, yeah, I get that. You probably should have fully guaranteed contracts. That is weird.
Yeah, it's not against the fan. I just feel like NBA players talk, the people that love them maybe the most are the people they attack the most.
Whenever Michael Jordan was, before he became Michael Jordan, before that, were those arenas sold out every night? When were those?
It was Magic and Bird before that.
Were
no.
those before? Okay, before them, it was.
No.
I feel like those guys had. You talked about this the other day with football, with the Cowboys. Those guys had to work really hard to get those fans in the door, and now basketball players are like, dude, we went out and scored 140 points and didn't play any defense. What more do you want from us? Like, you want us to go out there and compete during the regular season? What about the playoffs? We got all that. That's what I feel whenever I get NBA.
It is basketball
I feel
players.
Like NBA players are entitled. I don't think hockey players are by any means. No. Football players, they are, but they've earned it. Like, they've really earned it in the NFL over their time. That sport has done its thing. Baseball players are more just like, hey, we like baseball.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
It's weird. They all take shots at their own fans.
Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. We go back to the NFL draft, and does Mel Kiper belong in the Hall of Fame? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Stroud to the end zone. Touchdown. Take Dell. Perfectly thrown by C.J. Stroud right in the bucket.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some Gridiron Gravy.
We're dipping with Zeke now, baby.
Here we go.
Yeah, Zeke-y.
I'll allow you more fun in just a second. Okay. No fun for this first story. Tank Dell, we just played the highlight of, he was shot over the weekend. 10 people were shot in a Florida nightclub. And it's always really weird that, like, he already got checked out of the hospital and they said he had a minor injury. Corey, I promise you this. if you ever get shot, regardless of where it is, if you get shot by a gun,
you'll suck out the venom.
That is not how a bullet works. I will not classify your gunshot as a minor injury.
Okay, thank
you. That just feels like a really hard turn and be like, he checked out of the hospital. That's a minor injury.
It's like when they say minimally invasive surgery. You're like, you invaded me.
Yes.
If you had to get shot by a gun, like you said, by a gun. Yeah. It could be an arrow. It could be a needle. Where would you want to get shot? Where would you say?
Across.
I have to get shot the top for punishment. Of my tricep. So your arm?
Yep, right there. Boom.
Bottom half of my leg.
Like calf area?
Yeah.
Or that spot right here between, you know, that one spot.
By your neck?
That's close to like arteries.
Through the shoulder where if it goes through and it doesn't hit an artery, you're okay.
My number one preference, of course, is nowhere. However,
That
was not the question we were given.
I'm asking the question. They're like, you have to get shot.
See, you're picking places that are probably going to be okay, but are dangerously close to killing you.
Yeah.
Although I guess anytime you get shot, there's probably a concern about
butt cheek is a good spot.
What about through the cheek?
What about, hold on, Alec.
I had a friend.
You quickly seem to agree with that.
Yeah, the butt cheek. Absolutely.
What's wrong with butt cheeks?
Nothing.
I've never been shot and I don't want to be shot. I wonder if somebody who's been shot multiple times, if they can say this one hurts more than the other one.
Yeah, and when it... If you've been shot, text in right now.
Oh, my gosh.
If you've been shot.
I'm sure we'll get at least 10.
And, Kevin, go ahead and give that number out for...
877-881-1053 on the FrankelFirm.com text line. I appreciate that.
Does it feel warm, for a while? Like, it feels... Because the bullet's going to be hot, right? Though that's going to be a hot bullet. How long does it...
Can you note it? Can you recognize that at the moment?
You're saying it's more of a burning feeling than a painful feeling?
I feel like that, yeah. I'm just curious. I don't know. I have zero clue what a bullet feels like.
Are they?
Here's the other thing, though, because my buddy's a huge Texas
fan. Like a bow and arrow is not hot. An arrow.
Unless you lit it on fire.
Well, it's probably just complete pain in that case.
Are using the Forrest Gump line of something bit me.
Something bit me.
When he was in the Vietnam War, right?
Vietnam. Tank Dell, my buddy's a big Texans fan, and he was like, I hope he wasn't doing something stupid that got him shot, you know, and Kevin, I don't know any more story behind this other than it's not.
Aaron Wilson of KPRC2 in Houston said that he was just a bystander at a club where there was a mass shooting.
That stinks.
All right. At what age now are clubs stupid? I think they're the stupidest things ever. Would never want to go to another club in my life.
Would
and
you
I
bring
feel
a club
like,
to your backyard?
Well, Tank Dell is in club and age, right?
Yeah, but at what point? Is it 30 years old where you're
I think 30 is fair.
I hear sometimes Shaq and Chuck talking about going to the club after TNT, and I'm like, you guys are almost 60 years old.
They don't
man.
Go to the club don't, like we go to
yeah,
the club.
Yeah, don't you think they mean maybe a different club?
Well,
too?
No, even still, they go to a club, Kevin, and they get VIP when they walk in.
Okay.
We go to the club, and most of us have to stand
Tank
in
Dell?
Line, and then most of us are like,
I don't even care if I get that treatment. I want nothing to do with those places. It's loud.
Did you ever?
Not really, but at least in your 20s, you feel like you're around people your age.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I didn't even really care for it then, but at least you felt comfortable. I did a few years ago, a friend of mine was like, let's go to this club place in Dallas. And I was like, dude, we don't belong here. And it's not.
Have a nice day cafe.
This is not 40-something year old fun. I did see their Richie Witt there. But I was like, this is not. This is just not a place for my age. This is well past my age limit of I should be here. And I didn't really even enjoy these places when I was of age.
I would prefer, and even back then, I would prefer to sit on a lake dock somewhere with a buddy, a couple buddies, and just drink a bottle of whiskey.
There is a shocking amount of feedback on this.
People have been shot.
From the 214. I got shot kind of in the love handle area on the left side. No organs there. From the 817, I've been shot. It doesn't hurt that bad. It is more of a burn than anything. That is amazing. Another person from the 469, it really does burn. Another person said from the 817, I got shot with a vest on, and it was still not fun. F that. My goodness.
The 817, never been shot, but I know people that have. All of them have told me it felt like getting hit by a hammer or something, and you don't realize you've been shot until the blood comes. Like, it just feels like you gotta hit really hard, and then all of a sudden.
Okay.
And have a nice day in Lizard Lounge, our old school.
Look, there is an astonishing amount of feedback. We could probably spend the rest of the segment on this, and maybe we need
469, one shot, 9mm, went through my right leg, I can't read the rest of that. It stuck in my left leg, burns really bad.
Man,
it went through his junk.
Yeah, I guess you're right about the burning thing. I hadn't even realized that. Guys.
I learned that from a movie.
Let's go from that to...
Zeke?
No.
Oh, man.
The Falcons GM has to be trolling us, right?
Did they try to sign Zeke?
They tried to draft a better quarterback.
Terry Fontenot, if you're fancy, sorry about that, on not drafting a cornerback when it looked like the Falcons really needed a cornerback. Quote, he's got to be doing a bit, right? We would have liked to add at that position, but you don't want to force a reach or do something you shouldn't. Okay, they took Penix at number 8, and I realized the rumblings were
a sexy pick.
There's two other teams. They were looking to move up to get Penix, but he's doing a bit, right? Where he's like, you don't want to go up and overdraft for a position of need.
I mean, you could have grabbed, I mean, there were a couple of corners you could have grabbed there instead of the quarterback. So, yeah, he made a bad mistake there.
That's too much of a reach, Corey. You don't want to be reaching.
I don't know if we should make fun of the Falcons. Their history suggests they know what they're doing.
Yeah, AJ Terrell and Clark Phillips.
You're watching
out there.
On YouTube. No, it does not. The Falcons and Cowboys, well, they went to a Super Bowl in 17. So
the 49ers signed Tariq Owens, the son of Terrell Owens, and the Bills signed Frank Gore Jr.
Awesome.
The son of Frank Gore.
God, I
wish
that...
I don't know if this is a LeBron scenario.
Where did Jerry Rice... He went to the Rams. Jerry Rice's son went to the Rams. Yeah. Am I correct about that?
T.O.'s son went to San Francisco.
God, that would have been amazing.
I just said that!
No, but I'm just saying, if those two guys would have gone to the same team, and then they each talk about their dads, go, hey, my dad hated your dad. Guess what? My dad hated your dad.
Mm-hmm. And then what?
And then they become best friends, and then they do a sitcom together... And then Jerry Rice and T.O. have to become friends, or they're always trying to like separate their fathers from situations. They're like, we're not you, Dad. Kind of like Varsity Blues.
Did you say Varsity Blues?
I don't want your life.
Yeah, I don't want your life.
Can you do it in a Texas accent?
I don't want your life.
Well, the your. It was more your.
Oh, what did I say?
I don't want your life.
Kevin, there are a couple texts coming in.
Were there any other sons?
601, that guy was a hitman. I know guys who were shot. And then from the 254 and the 817, why have so many Tolos been shot?
That is a great question.
And we got AJ Guyton.
214 and 817? I don't know.
AJ Guyton, Don Beebe.
I don't know that to be the case.
That Notre Dame guy, I have no clue how to say his name.
Whatsoever. Phil Simms, Boomer Esiason, out. At the NFL today, and in what should be a big day for RJ Choppy, Matt Ryan is going to be joining the CBS pregame show.
Good for him, man.
Good for him indeed.
Will that help him get into the Hall of Fame?
It doesn't hurt, to be honest.
Yeah, okay. Maybe so.
Saying relevant?
Yes. Yeah, I do think that when it becomes your time to go in, if you've been on television a lot, you're still seen.
Matt Miller said that Mel Kiper should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I don't disagree.
Okay.
There's a contributor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously not as a player. I don't believe Mel Kiper Jr. should be in there as a player or coach.
Yeah, what do you ever do as a player?
I would be inclined to agree with that, but this is his 40th NFL draft, and it does feel like he was one of the people, I know there's a lot, but one of the people that helped make this draft humongous.
Yeah, he was arguably the first to make it like, hey, we should care more about this, shouldn't we?
Agreed.
Yes.
You sure you don't have another smartass or bullet comment to make?
No, there were some texts that said that Kevin's going to punch Mike.
For what?
Mike is on one today, or Bassick is on one today.
Men's tea.
It's every day. You know what?
Every day you want to punch him?
No, he's on one every day because of men's tea. But you know what? Let's go to the football world of somebody who might be like Mike Bassick. This is Javon Baker for the Patriots. He's a wide receiver. He said, bring your popcorn. I make people in wheelchairs stand up.
Got my popcorn ready. Zeke's back. He makes people in wheelchairs stand up. Well, that's amazing if he can do that.
Do you think he'll get some blowback for that comment?
It was figurative.
Man, look at you. Every time I think I've got it figured out, you throw another facet out there.
So every time you think you've got it figured out, Mike throws out something figurative.
Coming up next.
And by the way, there's people in wheelchairs that can stand up.
From Zach and Frisco, any segment that brings in Varsity Blues quotes and gunshot talk is the best segment ever.
And it was about football.
That was a sports segment,
and
everybody.
Guys.
We're a sports station.
Zeke is back, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
1 year.
Is anybody celebrating as hard as Mike?
With $2 million guaranteed.
How about them Cowboys?
Who's celebrating harder that Zeke's back, Zeke or Mike?
Me.
In real life or in this
sarcastic life? I've been watching him all morning. Like, he is every segment. He's brought Zeke in the conversation.
Dude, we got a center and a running back.
Shut up. I already know the direction this is going.
He snapped it.
You know what?
We'll be all in.
Damn it. Coming up next. You're not helping, Alec, whatsoever. Coming up next, Luka is great, but will he be able to shoot the ball worth a damn at some point in this series? We'll do it next on The Fan.
Who in the hell is Mel Kiper?
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.